invited to the Florida Buildings Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of April 4th, 2024. First order is just be aware of background noise. Please keep your devices on mute, but if you're using a phone, do not put it on hold. Please wait until invited to speak and state your name each time speaking, including making and seconding motions. All right, let's go ahead and do a roll call. Excuse me. Commissioner Hersberger.
Present.
Commissioner Compton. All right. Commissioner Swope. Commissioner Tolbert.
Here.
Okay, Tim. And Commissioner Wilcox.
Here.
Very good. Well, we have 3 of 5, which is a quorum. Okay, well, let's proceed then. We have Melissa Campos, Sabrina Evans, Mo Madani, I see Marlita Peters has joined, and Justin Vogel rep from DBPR here. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will turn it to you to get us started.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? And if not, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Motion to approve.
Thanks, Tim. Second?
Second, Wilcox.
Thanks, Steve. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Tim and Steve, it looks like you guys will be doing a lot of heavy lifting today with just you two on it. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes or the facilitator summary report for the February 5th, 2024 meeting? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and report as posted?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. A second?
Second. Second, Wilcox.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes again unanimously. So all of the conditions, moving on to number 4, all of the conditions for the February 13, 2024 commission meeting have been met with the exception of FL-46130. Mo, do you have any updates on FL-46130?
Not really. I'm just sitting there waiting for the condition to be resolved. I think that the issue here is that the condition is very broad, which is really waiting for the Miami-Dade to confirm the revisions are correct. There is, but anyway, we're working on that.
All right. Thank you, Mo. There's no committee action needed on that at this time.
No action.
And moving on, Melissa, can you please provide the product approval and entity statistics report?
Yes. The products approved 4,356, bringing a total to 5,076. And then for the product statistics entities, we have 17,051, which brings it to a total of 19,847. And then for the entities itself, we have 128, bringing it to a total of 442. And that's it.
Thanks a lot, Melissa.
You're welcome.
So moving on to the professional regulations report, Jeff's going to facilitate that portion of the meeting. Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have 20 entities recommended for approval on the consent agenda. Is there anybody from the public that needs to comment on any of those? Not hearing any, Mr. Chairman, I will turn it to you.
Excuse me. Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of product approval entities,
recommended for approval to the 2023 code as posted.
Motion to approve.
Thanks, Tim. A second?
Second. Second, Wilcox.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion again passes unanimously. Moving on to the products recommended for approval. Jeff.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a consent agenda of 328 products. That would be as amended with the need to remove FL 18514R9 from the consent agenda at the request of the applicant, who has indicated that the product is no longer needed in favor of a new product that they have in the system. So I don't think we need to take any action on the actual product, but we do need to remove from the consent agenda. So it would be the consent agenda as amended.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval as amended?
Motion to approve as amended.
Thank you. A second?
And a second, Steve.
Any discussion? Again, hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion again passes unanimously. Jeff.
And Mr. Chairman, I just want to double, triple check, if you will, with Mo and Justin. Since we pulled 185.1409 and the applicant doesn't want to do anything with it, there's no need for us to take any action on that, correct?
This is Mo Magani. If it's normally the applicant has the option to withdraw his request, so it's a withdrawal. I'm not sure. Is an action needed?
Just, well, yeah, I don't think that that any action needs to be taken.
Good. That's what I thought as well, but I just wanted to double check so we didn't pass it up by, some procedural thing. Okay. Then we go on to the consent, the agenda of those with comments, and there are 10 products. Two are recommended for approval, and product 495990 and 46552 are recommended for approval. Is there anybody from the public that wish to comment on either of those two products that are recommended for approval, although they had comments? All right, Mr. Chairman, then I'll go back to you for a motion to approve those two.
Great, thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments? There's two of those recommended for approval to the 2023 code.
Motion to approve with comments.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, again, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Jeff.
All right, there are 8 products recommended for conditional approval, and they are as follows. And these are based on the conditions that are recommended by DBPR staff and reflected in the posted documentation. FL 12512R10, 41706R1, 46319, 46489, 46491, and Mr. Chairman, the next one, 46559. We need to amend the conditions to include that it be amended to include the removal of the SS3400 non-impact product in addition to those already listed conditions. And then we have FL 46591 and 46592. That's the 8 products, one of which has an additional condition to those that are in the documentation.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code based on the amended conditions recommended by DPPR staff and reflected in the posted documentation with that change on 46559?
Motion to approve products with conditional approval.
Thank you, Tim. Second?
Second. By Steve.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Again, motion passes unanimously. Back to you, Jeff.
All Mr. Chairman. Really, the last thing is there's 231 DBPR applications. 5 had comments, but all were recommended or satisfactory to staff and recommended for approval. No action is required.
Thank you. Moving on to number 7, is there any public comment? Are there any additional FOC member comments? Any staff member comments?
No, thank you, guys.
Oh, come on, you always have a comment.
Well, my comment is that everything was going well. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. thanks, everybody, for your attendance today. Hopefully we'll see you all on April 16th, another week and a half. Thank you for your participation. We'll stand adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
This conference is no longer being recorded.